program for mending and transcending. Please sit back, light your incense, your candles, and prepare yourself for our very own world-renowned master reader and loved one, Nunu. I am Bill, your co-pilot and meditation specialist. And now, Broken Air.
Can you hear me okay?
Can you? Hello? Hello?
Hey, the show's on.
What's up? I know, I was talking, the thing wasn't plugged in properly.
Oh.
Anyway, here we go, I'll just play the track.
Okay.
Ashes, dust.
welcome to Broken Earth Radio Show. It's Nunu, and I almost had to stop and think about what my name was for just a second there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, is that my name? Yes. That's crazy. Anyway, it's the Mercury retrograde. We're about to enter into the blood moon, the full moon, the full blood moon. What you thinking about all that? What has been going on in the news this past few weeks?
Well, I can hear feedback.
Okay, sorry, that's my bad. Okay.
All these things you're not doing right. Too loud, not plugging in the headphone thing properly. You know?
Can't remember my name.
So, in response to the arrests of I don't think I read this out, did I? Did I read this out? Anyway, stop me if I have. In response to the arrests of three enforcement, what did I say? Three law enforcement officials. Sorry, let me start again. In response to the arrests of three law enforcement officials in Oklahoma for sexually assaulting women while on the job, an Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper told women they can avoid getting raped by a cop if they simply follow traffic laws.
What? Are you looking at me?
Do you think how ludicrous that is?
I can't even say it. It's a monstrosity.
Can we read it out again?
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'm telling you something.
The show is a disaster. Let's just end the show.
Well, hold on. I think you've got some technical difficulties going on. It blipped out and now it's silent is what we're being told. Is it still silent? How many is it still silent?
Oh,
I guess the
God.
Powers that don't want us to talk about your mama. Hold on, let me see. You were also just sitting there for a few moments, and that's when I got the text. So
I was waiting for your response.
I was just sitting there kind of shocked because I just can't believe. Well, I mean, I shouldn't even say that. I'm like, part of me is kind of like, how come I can't believe that? I mean, there's always something insane. There's something more insane. Oh, it's just time for that, you know?
So rather than tackle the fact that, you know, there's sexual things, it's like, well, it's your own fault because you ran that red light, so now you're going to get raped.
Right. She's saying it's still silent. Maybe we need to pause this and you can play it back and see if you can hear it.
I can't do that.
Okay.
I haven't got the thing. Hold on.
Maybe.
Hold on. I need to find the link. Hold on. Why is it still silent now?
I'm not sure.
Tell it to turn
right
the volume
now.
Up.
I'm not sure.
Hold on, this is running slow because I've got the studio open on.
Okay, I can hear it. I can hear the show.
On what?
I can hear I've just played it back. I can hear us. I'm hearing an echo because I hear what I say and then I hear what the thing is being said. So I'm wondering, what's up? Maybe Angela should refresh. Let me tell her to refresh. It's just so messy. We don't have anybody in the thing to tell us. You don't have anybody in the room.
I should change the title to Best Show Ever. Well, yeah, I can hear the playback.
I can too. I think she needs to refresh. So I just sent her a message and told her to refresh.
Okay, well.
Anyway, so this thing about you won't get raped if you stop, if you're following the rules.
Yeah, rather than trying to tackle the police officers stop sexually assaulting, raping people, they're saying, well, you know, if you follow traffic laws, you're not going to get raped by the police officer that pulls you over. So, I mean, what are you going to do? It's like, oh, I ran red light, the police is after me, but I don't want to stop. Right, get out of your car. I'm not getting out of my car because you might rape me and then you get shot because they won't get out of the car. You know what I mean? It's just a straight situation.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, next.
So, well, I don't want to go too quickly just in case we're not, you know. You know what I mean? Just wait for her to answer back. Something wrong with your neck. So
let's play a song.
All right.
Let's play a song.
Okay,
hold on, get the message back.
Okay, let me find one. It's this is just going so smoothly right now. Okay, let's play this. All right.
Okay.
The morning light. Thank you.
And we're back. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. I'm Nunu, and one of the things that we're going to be talking about today is this Mercury retrograde that we started on Saturday. I know everybody's, not everyone, but most of you are familiar with what the Mercury retrograde is. And this particular retrograde is kind of interesting. When I want to take a positive angle with it. One of the things that it's being noted for is the power that the sun actually has during this time period. And because the sun is in Libra right now, think about what balance means. Think about scales. One of the things that I've noticed is that hitching a ride on a star should kind of be the theme. If you're one of the general rules of a Mercury retrograde is how you really shouldn't try to attack anything that's very important during this time period. You know, it's communication, it's reason. Things are going backwards. During this particular retrograde, though, you know, attaching yourself to something that has some sort of a strength to it, some sort of a longevity to it, someone who has been able to defy odds and pretty much maintain things for themselves, attach yourself to this, and you should see yourself actually being capable of soaring right now as opposed to, you know, falling under a wheel and getting run over. So that's just see how that works for you. See how that just that little bit of advice works for you right now. You know, if anybody wants to get in touch with us for a private reading, remember you can get in touch with us through Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook. There's also a Broken Earth Radio Show, the website, and then there's Psychic Nunu on Facebook. But that's this right here, this advice right here, hopefully this will help you. During your time of conflict. Now also remember the full moon starts. This is the full blood moon. You know, whenever we have a Mercury retrograde and a full moon together, it seems like it is popping crazy. People are just nice and fresh and just wild. So you know, everything, we got to look at everything case by case. But just use that little bit of advice and see if that can help you with whatever it is that you're trying to do or accomplish. I want to keep it general and very broad because every situation, you know, is different piece by piece, case by case. But anyway, share us another one of your tales.
Did you
Let me tell you this real quickly. Somebody told me the other day that you thought that it was really cool how we talk about subjects or current events and what we think about it. So I thought that was pretty cool because some people, I mean, I wonder because this is supposed to be a show that's about spirituality and it's also supposed to be about paranormal things, but sometimes we talk about other things too. I wondered if it was, you know, because there are some people, honestly, that have, you know, kind of had a gripe about that in the past. But to actually have somebody who thinks it's cool that this is a show that many different people can listen to, no matter what you think or believe or whatever's on your mind or even how certain things may be affecting us, you know, from a spiritual or paranormal way with what, you know, with what it is that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, I think that's pretty awesome. So, but anyway,
well, yeah, I think it's. Did you get feedback? I mean, from are we sounding?
Oh, about
all right,
oh, or? Yeah, they can hear us. They can hear us. Yeah.
So she was lying then. No, I think it's.
You always go there, don't you? I'm just kidding. I know.
I think it's important to talk about, you know, as many topics as possible, you know, because I think it's important to gain knowledge of the world and the universe, and we can't always do that if we focus on one subject. And we need to have constant input from... If we focus on one particular subject, we need constant, you know, input. And that's not always available to us, constant inputs. So it's important to have an open mind and explore all areas of life, if possible, you know. Everything from all kinds of news stories is probably one of the best ways to delve into a lot of these things. But, you know, we also like to share experiences that's happened to us as well over the weeks, because, you know, I mean, I've got loads of paranormal stories and spiritual experiences and things like that that I can share with you. But I've talked about a few of them on the show before. And, you know, if I keep talking about them, people are probably going to hear the same things over and over again. So I don't like to bring them up, you know, all the time, unless people request, people want to hear me share one of my paranormal experiences, and you know what, I'll do that. But they are on previous shows, and the only other time we'll, because we covered a lot of the experiences, and of course if we'll get new ones, then we'll share them as and when they come around. But let's talk about Ebola for a moment. I need to do more investigating into it myself, but, you know, out of a lot of things that's gone on, you know, over the years, I feel that the Ebola thing is one of the things that's really actually getting out of control. Now, I've read a few places, bits and pieces of information. But, I mean, there's thousands of people that's died from it already. There's people in Spain who contracted it, the US, mainly Africa at the moment, but it's popping up all over the place. And there was a video somewhere of somebody, an Ebola victim who'd been sick in the street, and some street cleaner come along and just like was like jet washing it and spraying it all over the place, which is one of the main ways you can catch it off people through like unprotected sex and, you know, bodily fluids and things like that, you know. So if you come into contact with the person, there's a good chance that you're going to catch it. And he's just spraying this puke all over the place.
Oh, God.
Now, there was... there was... Oh, man, I'm trying to find... Oh, dang it. Where are I? Right. I mentioned this to you before, but Major Garrett, who is the White House... Sorry, Chief White House Correspondent with CBS News, was given an open mic briefing about the US situation. Now, I'm not seeing all the briefing itself, but I think he was talking about the US, you know, and how the Ebola outbreak is going. I haven't seen what he said in that, but what I have seen, as he leaves the podium, in front of, you know, media and everybody, he walks out the back with the other people, and it's coming to a close, but he left his microphone on. As he disappears in the back, you hear him say, "We're screwed," which is a bit worrying, really, but, you know, as you pointed out, you know, maybe he was talking about the way they came across during the briefing, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure about that. I haven't actually seen all of that. But, you know, it kind of sounds like the what he's talking about with the Ebola.
I don't want Ebola.
Outbreak. Mm. So, you know, like I said, over the years, there's been things going on. There's been swine flu and all kinds of things. And Now, they concern me a lot, but I kind of feel like this, the Ebola thing is kind of getting out of control a bit, and it could cause a lot more deaths, but I have to see how it goes. You know, funnily enough, I wasn't really concerned about swine flu and stuff like that at the time, but I ended up getting it myself. You know, I had to stay indoors. I wasn't diagnosed with it, but I'm pretty damn certain that's what I had, because it was during the time of it, and I was bedridden for 2 weeks, and I reckon it would have killed a child or an elderly person if they got the same thing. So the best thing for me to do was to stay at home so I wouldn't give it to anybody else. But the thing is, the doctors wouldn't have come out anyway. They wouldn't have let me come into the... They would have, like, told me to stay at home anyway. Somebody... Let me just find this quickly. I'll try and multitask. Sorry, one moment. Lola.
I had the swine flu. I got it back in 91. In 91, I had it.
Right.
And it was pretty doggone awful. I couldn't walk.
Yeah.
I couldn't breathe. I was drinking. I mean, I was taking the antibiotic, which, of course, wasn't helping. And I was taking all kinds of stuff. But the only thing that made me feel better was drinking Theraflu. I know I should have probably have overdosed on Theraflu, if that's possible. I'm pretty sure it is. But I was just drinking it all the time. I had to always have a hot drink on me. And that's the only way I could breathe. It's the only way I could talk. I was just drinking hot things the whole time. Just drinking hot stuff, hot stuff, hot stuff. It was awful. It was impossible to get comfortable. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible.
Well,
I remember getting sick. I remember getting sick. I remember feeling like whatever it was that came on me, I remember it just literally knocked me backward. And it was like I was just sick. I remember the feeling of, I feel like I'm sick, and I was. It was weird. Anyway, go on, I'm sorry.
Well, when I got it, I was actually in town at the time. I don't know if it works super quickly, but I was in town with my mum, walking around town, and all of a sudden, I felt horrible. I was like, what the hell's going on? And I had to go straight home. I had to cut, like, we'd only been in town for an hour. Came home, collapsed on my living room floor, and I lay there for hours and hours and hours. I couldn't move. I was bedridden, and you know, I was trying to sit here and watch TV or something. You know, I was roll wrapped up in blankets, had a heater next to me, had the heating on, trying to eat soup. I lost about a stone over the course of 2 weeks, and it got to the point where I couldn't actually watch any TV because all this goo was dripping in chunks out my eyes. It was crazy. I haven't really heard of that anywhere before, you know. It was just so much of it coming out of my eyes. It was pouring down my face, like phlegm on my head. Was that full of, sorry to gross people out, snot and phlegm and stuff. It just forced its way through my eye sockets, and it was pouring in so much that I couldn't do anything. So basically, the one relief and entertainment where I could sit and watch TV while I was ill, I couldn't even do that. I just had to sit here.
Well, right.
You know, I tried to drink some whiskey to make myself feel better, but that had no effect on me. So. But I didn't have any antibiotics or anything, you know.
They wouldn't have helped you anyway.
No, that's right, yeah. Anyway, went a bit off course there. But going back to Ebola, the CDC chief, which is Center for Disease Control, warns that a travel ban could make Ebola crisis worse. How does he figure that? I have no idea what he's on about there. Travel ban will make it worse. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of related to it, if people are familiar with the Georgia Guidestones, if not, check out the Georgia Guidestones, you know, appeared in When was it? Oh no, they appeared years ago. I'm not going to go through it, but it's got stuff like on it. There must be, I mean, you know, it must be about 10 feet tall, you know, these Georgia guidestones. And it's got stuff on it like keep population at, like, below 500 million. And all these strange, you know, things. And it's, well, what are they saying? They want to cull the majority of the population of the world? To get to that, it's like, who created this and why is it here? Anyway, you can go and investigate that for yourselves, but recently, in like one of the top corners where they converge at the top, there's like a slab, it's like three of them in a slab placed on the top of them, kind of like, you know, like if you stood some cards up, like three cards and placed one on top, kind of, in the top corner. On one of them appeared a block with 2014 on it. So on one side it said 20 and on the other side it said 14. Because you can only see two sides the way it was placed in it. Two sides of this cube. And people are like, what's this all about? It's just, you know. Anyway, a few days ago, there's a video on YouTube. Somebody came along and removed it. And he took it down and someone was filming it and actually had stuff on the other sides of the block that you couldn't actually see. The once it had like MM, you know, like Mike, you know, the letters M and M, and then JAM on one side, had other numbers on the other side as well. So, I mean, there's a video, I haven't watched it yet, but there's a video about, you know, decoding whatever it means. But this, anyway, this bloke, whoever he is, I don't know, maybe I have to turn up the volume and have a listen closely because I'm not sure whether he's asked who he is or whatever. But he takes it out and then starts smashing it up and giving bits of it to people. So, you know, it's been destroyed now.
Eclipsian is saying because people would start illegally entering the U.S. and other countries, they're already doing it anyway. But that is his mindset to get Texas or to get taxes. It's to get TX. Period. My buddy just sent me a link to that last night. Eclipsian was saying treatment. Okay.
So, you know, I need to look about the decoding of this block. You know, maybe somebody's just messing around and made this block. But, you know, it looked like a well-made, even some of the stonemason, somebody's made it and took the time with it and they've stuck it up there. Don't know whether it's been by the people who are in charge of the Georgia Guidestones or whether somebody's done it as like some sort of, I guess you'd call it, defacing it by putting this up. But maybe that's why someone's taking it down, because it doesn't belong there. Or maybe it's been put there as, you know, an indicator of this is the year where this information on the Georgia Guidestones comes into play. Like, you know, keeping the population below 500,000, maybe this, sorry, 500 million, maybe this is where the Ebola comes into play and
Just any disease, right?
What?
Well, I'm just not convinced that Ebola is something that has evolved or even anything that's been uncovered. I think it's something that's been created.
Ebola.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Let me tell you, the Africans over there really honestly believe that the Americans brought it over there and are making them sick. And I'm going to tell you that there's something to that. I mean, I know that people go over there and get sick all the time. Don't get me wrong. I'm telling you, those people are like, they would know if Ebola was in history over there. They would know if this is something that is, you know, if it's something that you know what I'm saying, they would know if this is what this is. They would know, but because they have strong history, they have, you know, they convey messages through songs. They're storytellers. They actually know how to preserve their culture. And the fact that they believe that Americans are bringing this over there and making them sick, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it.
Well, you know, I
let me read this real fast, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, sweetie. Eclipsian is saying, she read a person's post that went along with what I was saying. The person believed it was brought through via aerosol spray. But whatever it's brought through, I'm telling you, go on and talk, because I need to find something so that people can check this out.
Well, I agree with you that, so I don't know about Ebola, whether it was created, you know, whatever, but I agree that, you know, there are other diseases, a lot of them have been created in labs, have been created, you know, but the official story that came from bats, it was originally a disease that bats had, and then it was crossed over to other animals and whatnot. But I didn't realize that the Spanish flu from 1918, I didn't realize it killed so many people, between 60 and 100 million people died from it. I didn't even know the numbers were so vast. Did you know that? Am I just like out the loop here?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I honestly don't know. You know, I have a hard time trusting a lot of things I have a hard time trusting history. So, you know, whether or not it was 100 people, 100 million people, or 100,000 people, or it doesn't matter. When you go into a mass group of people that can be annihilated, you know, that's enough. That's a lot, and that's enough. I'm saying that when a group of people can be annihilated in mass, that's enough. It doesn't matter if it's a million or 100,000. That's a lot of people. So, like I said, I don't always trust numbers. I don't always trust history records. But no matter what, it's a lot. No, whether or not it was 6 million Jews that died or 600,000 Jews that died. Any of them, it's too much. It's way too much.
I agree with that, but I didn't realize so many people.
How many?
I mean, even if it was, you know, a million, I didn't realize, what I'm saying is, I didn't realize so many people that had been killed by it. But
I'm trying to find on Netflix a documentary that I had to stop watching. It's a documentary about random conspiracies, and I can't find the name of it. I'm not looking in it the right way, but I had to stop watching it. But it's still I'll find it before the show is over, and I'll post it. And there's random things that they talk about, because, you know, there were people. The thing is, they're talking about the man in Dallas being the first person here diagnosed with Ebola. But there were people who had Ebola outside of Atlanta a few years ago. I don't know where they were diagnosed with it or what, but it's not true. What they've been reporting about this man, it's not true. It's not full fact.
Well, the thing is, I mean, look at it this way. I mean, you can't trust the media. For all I know, really actually know, nobody's died from it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go down this road, but I mean, I don't actually, it could just be media could be saying all these people have died. I don't actually know that for true. I don't actually, when I watch the news, I don't know any of it's true unless it's actually happened in front of me, you know. You know what I mean? It could all be, you know what I mean? Anyway, well, there are stories of these people who've died from Ebola coming back to life.
Right. Well, see, what's kind
zombie
of a mess about this? What's a mess about this is that when I was hearing about it a few days ago, and I was trying to read about it to see what was up. I was just reading as much information as I could. Snopes was saying that the people were never really officially diagnosed as dead. They were never officially declared dead. That's what Snopes was saying. So they were saying they can't disprove it or prove it. But now there's stories that are now coming up where the people were at their, they were actually at their funerals and they came back to life. But I mean, but I know that, like, you know, if, and I'm pretty sure everybody's heard these stories. Everyone's heard the stories of, like, people who are dead, and when they're, you know, getting the formaldehyde dose, you know, when they're curing them or whatever it's called, I can't think of words right now. They stand up and they walk. I mean, my grandmother has seen that too. My grandmother was a mortician, so she saw that too. She's like, they get up and walk, they get up and dance. You know, she was saying, but it's because of, you know, what their muscles are doing. And you know, there's times that she's, you know, she swears, I just don't believe those people were really dead. You know, whatever. But, you know, you just don't know what to believe, because at this point, it's stories. It's stuff people are saying. And that's all the news is stories.
So we don't actually know how much of it is true unless we're actually... But I'm saying, you know, I'm not saying there isn't an Ebola problem. You know,
right.
There probably is. But for actually, you know, unless we've been directly affected or in the situation that's being reported, we don't actually know how much of this is true. They could say, there's a giant pink elephant running around Africa. We would naturally know if that was true. I mean, it sounds ludicrous. Not best example, but, you know, people would be like, oh my God, it's true. But you would never know unless the giant elephant decided to come. Unless you went to Africa and saw it for yourself. So you can't really choose, but...
I want to make sure, because we're in a Mercury retrograde, that people aren't hearing this wrong and running away with what we're saying incorrectly.
Yeah, I'm not saying... There's a pink Ebola.
We know Ebola is real. We just, you know, it's just about the, everything else is stuff that people are just telling us, and they're making us afraid. They're distracting us.
Yeah, it's all about fear.
It's all about fear, because there's something else going on. Yeah, there's something else going on. Period. And that right there, whatever else is going on, that's the real problem. But you know, we are not going to be, we're not going to get Ebola here.
Sure?
I mean, seriously, it's not going to happen.
I'm not entirely, I don't know. I think it's possible. But then again,
I don't believe that we will. I don't believe
we
will.
Well, I believe we will.
But I believe that we're being distracted with it because there's something else going on.
Well, that's
they want
always,
to get us terrified of the boogeyman.
Weapons of mass distraction. Weapons of mass distraction, that's what I meant. Play a song and we'll come back and we'll move the subject on.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on just a moment. I want to pick something.
Your nose?
I actually wanted to pick your nose because the sniffling is getting on.
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. It's really not.
Am I sniffling a lot?
It's not as bad as it has been. I noticed, it was funny because a little while ago, I noticed both of us were sniffing on beat. No, we were, you know what I'm talking about. We were both sniffing in unison. And I was like, okay, this is gross. All right, this is Broken Earth Radio Show, and we'll be right back. are back. One of the things before we switch the subject I wanted to make sure of is the show I was talking about. It's a show, and remember, you can watch, you can stream it on Netflix. It's called Unsealed Conspiracy Files, and the episode that I think that might be helpful for some people is actually called Biohazard Island. Now, Biohazard Island is actually the nickname for Plum Island, which is in the town of Southold in Suffolk County, New York. Now, remember, too, one of the, and I wish I had taken better notes. I've been having some issues remembering things for the past couple of months, but there's a, because my mind is so full of information. There was a Nazi that was actually taken there to work instead of being whatever, you know, this was his sentence, so to speak. And one of the things that he had talked about was experimenting with disease in particular, and this is one of the things that people can probably relate to a little bit better, experimenting with ticks. Now, everybody has heard of Lyme disease. Lyme disease was discovered in Lyme, New Jersey, which is, I can't remember how many miles that is, but it's not very many, maybe six, between six or 60 or so miles from Plum Island. Anyway, and people were saying that they put the ticks out there, the deer ticks, to see what would happen. And, you know, there's all kinds of other experiments, the Tuskegee experiments and other things like that, that have been done to, you know, the American people. So, you know, it's not unheard of that people create things and they let them loose to see what's happening. Everybody's heard about Agent Orange and stuff like that. But anyway, so, you know, we're not doing anything except for, you know, just, you know, exercising the mind and we're not saying this stuff isn't real. I'm just saying that I don't believe that it was created naturally. That I believe it's something that was done to these people, because they would clearly know if there was a history of something like this, where they're from, doing this sort of thing, and the fact that it's returned, there would have been some sort of folklore or some sort of a threat. And they're looking at us going, you're doing this to us. And so anyway, anyhow, I got a couple of posts here. One post saying that good summation, we're being distracted. And then there's another summation saying that Sniffing Unison is a good band name.
Unison.
Anyway. Now we can change the subject if you want.
Okay. I don't know why this came to me, but anybody who's, you know, I have no idea why, but people who are interested in things like time travel and the Philadelphia experiments and things like that, I'm really highly strange things I'm really interested in like that, then you need to check out the Montauk Project as well. That's MONTAUK, Montauk Project, which was goes hand in hand with the Philadelphia experiments. And also Something else of high strangeness is Mel's Hole. Actually, we did a show on that. That is really very strange. If it's all real, it's crazy. Crazy. I don't know why that came to me, but... okay. Here's a different news article here to lighten our spirits. Patient complains of a strange itch and horrifies doctors when they discover a 3-inch insect alive in his head.
What?
This is the horrifying moment that a man has a live cricket pulled from his inner ear. The man who remains unidentified, but is believed to be from India, arrived at the doctor's complaining his ear was itchy. Only discovered three inches. That can't be right. Insects buried
everything.
In his,
you got everything in India. Oh my god.
His ear canal was the source of his discomfort. A doctor then had to carefully remove the twitching creepy crawly using tiny tweezers to pinch the bug and pull it out of the ear. A video taken of the incredible procedure has been posted online. Experts have suggested the cricket crawled in the ear of in search of shelter during daylight hours. Michael Sweet, lecturer at the University of Derby, an expert on invertebrate biology, identified the creature to the Daily Star Online as an Indian house cricket. Should be called an ear cricket, really, isn't it? These critters are known to be an invasive species.
It's
Jiminy cricket. Appearing all over the globe and in your orifices. They like warm countries and high during the day. And it's likely the cricket crawled into the man's ear while he was sleeping and gorged on earwax. No, I added
really,
that last bit.
Wonder if it was Jiminy cricket.
Is that what they said, do you reckon, when they pulled it out of his ear?
It's
Jiminy
cricket.
Anyway, there's links in the chat. The link's in the chat room, so you can have a look at the nice pictures of it undulating around. Look at the size of it.
Oh, my God. Stop. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm looking at that. Oh, I got to stop. Okay, I'll stop. That's gross. I only saw pieces of it, and I said, forget about it.
Pizzas of it. Before this disappears, I haven't watched the video about decoding that block on the Georgia Guidestones, but on the video still, it seems to show some sort of date, like the 24th of this month. So, I don't know. Stay indoors that day.
Stay indoors.
You know, what is wrong with people? Seriously. hold on. Sorry. My page is frozen up. My story. Come on. Google. Poogle. Come on. Hold on a moment. One moment. Okay. A teenage girl has been left severely disfigured after two older girls allegedly slashed her with knives, reportedly because they were jealous because she was so attractive. Julia Alvarez, 15, was walking to her home in Argentina when she was approached by the two sisters, who started kicking her and punched her to the ground. The attackers, named locally as Floor, 18, and Myra, 16, then repeatedly slashed her face and body, leaving her covered in blood. She was later found by passers-by who called an ambulance. According to the victim's statements, the pair told her, "Everyone says you're pretty. You won't look pretty when we have finished with you. People will call you Chucky."
Wow.
Well, you know, I'm not going to read it all, but what is wrong with people? I'm just going to warn you that the images are kind of graphic. I've just posted a link there for it, but, you know, seriously, what the hell is wrong with people?
I don't even know what to say.
Okay, well, here's something a bit. A Florida man who recently wore a shirt that read "F the police" to a court squabble with state troopers. Went to court with that t-shirt on. "F the police." Somehow managed to walk out a winner. Michael Burns of Broward, am I saying that right?
Broward County.
county
Broward
complaint,
in Florida.
Complained to the judge that he'd been on. Damn. What's all that noise? Is it cricket in your ear? He's been unfairly targeted by officers who were angry that he'd been recording them on video as they broke up a roadside gathering, despite making no attempt to get in the judge's good graces, and even with his vulgar t-shirt display video someone took in the courtroom clearly shows birds getting out of a ticket. I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that he wore that t-shirt to court and he actually won.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Now, sci-fi series Falling Skies. Falling Skies. Oh, God, why is this so slow? Come on.
Maybe you're just so fast.
Okay. Falling Skies. Sounds, kind of sounds familiar. I don't think I've watched it. As if it's out yet. Anyway. The cast and crew of Falling Skies. What?
We haven't watched it.
The cast and crew of Falling Skies have been left devastated after a security guard was killed on set on Monday night. This was like a couple of weeks ago. The security guard was crushed by a runaway truck as the crew prepared for the next day's shooting in the suburb of Burnaby in Vancouver, Canada. I don't know why I said it like that. Burnaby in Vancouver, Canada? The security guard, whose name and age have yet to be released, was standing at the bottom of slight hill, according to the Vancouver Sun, around 8:30, where the truck rolled backwards. The vehicle had its tailgate down and pinned the guard against a tree. While the ambulance crews were able to release him, he was sadly declared dead on arrival at hospital. Anyway, you know how, it's, like I've said this, say this many times, how the news is all about doom and gloom and stuff, and you know, I'm helping to fulfill that.
Why don't you tell us that awesome story about cookies?
I don't know that story anymore. I don't know what story that is. I could tell you how I was jumping around in a cave.
Let's take the caller before you do that.
Okay.
So we need to take a break before we take the caller.
All right, okay, let me sort this out. I've got this hooked up here. Hold on, there we go. Right, so... Okay, right, I'm hungry.
Did you ever say that?
What?
That you're kind of hungry?
Okay, this is a little, okay, I'll play this, all right. Here we go. Thank you. Hello?
Yes. That was interesting.
Yes.
What was that?
That was the caretaker, and it's called We Cannot Escape the Past. I heard it. First heard it on the radio when I was 15, 16. I thought it sounded interesting. I thought it sounded quite relaxing.
Mm-hmm. It is relaxing, but
as it was described,
there's no resolution to it.
Maybe that's
why it's called You Cannot Escape the Past.
Maybe. John Peel.
Anyway,
John Peel. It was on the John Peel show. I used to love the John Peel show back in the day on Radio 1 because... Was it Radio 1 or Radio 2? Because he used to play every kind of music. From Slipknot to this music to everything, you know what I mean? And unfortunately he died, you know. But I used to love that show. And that's where, you know, he heard a lot of this stuff from. You remember Slight by Boom Bip?
Mm-hmm.
That was one that I heard on there. Is it? Oh, we got it on here. Is it on here? Oh yeah, this was another one that was on it, which is crazy. You'll recognize it.
Mhm. Remember that one?
Remember it now?
Yes, can I remember it?
I just want to hear the beginning of it, because I'll read it, and then we'll take the caller. Next. I'm going to play a little bit of it.
You were never going to stop that, were you?
Yes, just did. Okay, take the call.
Caller at 516, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hello?
We know you're there.
Hello?
there we are. Hiya.
Hi, sorry I had to get the door. Hi, this is Lena. How are you?
All right, thanks.
Hi, dear. Hi. Well, why don't you share with us what's on your mind today?
Just going through a transition right now. I want to see if you can give me a reading.
If you had one thing, like one simple question that you could have an answer for today, what would that question be?
It would be... I'm looking for a job. I need to really find some employment.
You said you're looking for a job?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'd like to know when you're going to find a job?
Yeah. I've had a few, but there haven't been anything secure. Nothing secure.
Okay. Well, let's look to see when you're going to find your next job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. All right. So I'm not working. I pressed it upside down. Okay. So. Now, if we just kind of follow your process here, it actually looks like you're going to find something else next week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it just looks like it's a job. So, mm-hmm. You know, take a job and see if it's something that you can see yourself doing. Mm-hmm. You know, so but it, like I said, it's as early as next week. Now, I'll tell you this. Your high priestess is upside down, and the high priestess is the part of you that is a healer and a teacher, or the part of you that needs to be healed or taught something. So because it seems like the jobs you're getting, like, let me use this. Let me show you an example. A long time ago, I worked at a video store, and I remember saying a few years back, maybe I'll try doing that again as something part-time, you know, just to kind of, because I had fun doing it when I was a teenager, okay? I couldn't do it again. I couldn't go back. So if you're kind of going through your Rolodex of things that you've done in the past and realizing that I can't do that, I don't want to do that, this doesn't enthrall me, this isn't keeping me, you really need to kind of focus in on your high priestess. And that's the part of you that has the talent, the part of you that yearns to be able to guide people and help people in your own way. Find something that makes you feel like you're doing something, and that's the thing you'll stick with, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I am in school right now. I have another year to go.
Yeah, so if you're in school studying, taking care of people, get a job that requires you to take care of people, because it makes sense to whatever it is that your ultimate goal is. You know, getting a job at the gas station, you're not going to stay at the gas station. You know, find something that's connected with what it is that you do, or that you really see yourself doing in the big picture, so that it's actually helping you in that process, and it's something that you'll show up to part-time, you know, or day after day, you know, when it is that you need to be there, okay? And I really hope this makes sense. Remember, you're not trying to reinvent the wheel, but sometimes we need to go backward to a place that really makes sense to us, okay?
That makes a lot of sense. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and you have a good one, okay? So what are you looking at now?
All right, then. I was going to say thank you for your call, but they ran away. So we'll be playing the relaxation in, 5 minutes?
Maybe, but the Eclipsian has said something about Twin Peaks coming back for a short time, and now I want to listen to a Twin Peaks song. You don't care about Twin Peaks.
Probably British.
It's because you're British that you don't care?
Yeah.
Well, Twin Peaks was always awesome. Who killed Laura Palmer?
I had a, you know, when you have a very vivid dream, symbolic vivid dream, you know, I'm sure you have. I had that last night, and I had something that was out of place in a dream. It doesn't really make much sense, really, something being out of place in a dream, because dreams are endless possibilities, so how could be something out of place? It just felt like it wasn't right. anyway, before I come into the out of place thing, the dream I was having shortly before I woke up this morning was there was this huge tree, like an oak tree, in this field. And it was like infected with evil and had all these strange, like black branches and like darkness coming from it. Everything, it was huge. Just evil emanating from this massive tree, and I tried to cut it down with a chainsaw to try and get rid of it, and as I cut the bark all the way around, it was metal in the center. And I went to, so I was like, oh, I've got to find an axe, maybe if I get an axe it'll concentrate the effort in one place on the metal, you know what I mean?
Right.
So anyway, I went to find an axe. Anyway, I was walking back across the field with it, and now this next bit happened earlier in the night in a completely separate dream, but the exact same thing happened, and I don't know why it happened twice in the exact same way, hours apart in the night, but a white orb came into the dream and went into me, went inside me, and gave me, it was a really strange feeling, like I actually felt my knees in the dream. But what I thought was weird, because it just, like I said, I don't know how to explain it, but this orb that entered my body in the stream seems completely out of place. I don't know why it was there. And the fact that it happened, the exact same thing happened hours before in the night in a completely different dream, and it happened the exactly same way, came from exactly the same angle, exact same feeling. It was really strange. I don't know what.
I was having a conversation with a woman last night who was telling me about being someplace and a spirit went right through her. Like she saw it. She saw it coming and it went through her chest. And she turned around and she saw it fly out her back. And she was like, what was the purpose of that? You know, that's what she said, because she's very, very, just flat. I want to say she's down to earth, but she's very flat, because she was telling the spirit, why would you do that? What's the point? To show that you can? You know, and this is a conversation I was having last night for about an hour and a half.
Right.
So think about what that means to you. Sometimes I think we need to take away the mystical part of what we do and just flat out, why are you doing that? You know, instead, who get... Go on.
I felt like I'd been chosen for something. It was happening and it was saying, we've chosen you. We've given you this special gift. This is why... It was coming to me because it was, here's this gift, and it had to enter me to give me the gift. Sorry, I only just remembered that now, just thinking about it. I don't know. Strange. I don't normally, you know, talk about my dreams unless it's something unusual or seems significant for some reason, you know, because sometimes dreams are just dreams, but this just seemed different, you know.
Okay.
And then my dream stopped and I was looking for a toilet everywhere, and that's when I knew that I needed to wake up and have a wee. You ever have those dreams where you're like trying to find a toilet and you're like, and then you wake up and you wet yourself? So, yeah.
American Horror Story starts again, and so does next week, or this week rather, The Walking Dead starts again too.
Walking Dead. Did you watch the bad lip reading?
Yes, that was ridiculous. Carl, what was Carl's song he was singing? I can't remember what he was saying anymore, but it was like Papa.
Yeah,
Papa Carl.
Carl Papa. Something Jar Jar do dirty dirty do. There's a charity here that says eat ponies to save them.
Eat the horses?
Yeah. No, ponies. A pony charity has controversially endorsed eating them in a bid to save the species on Dartmoor by creating a sustainable market for them. I'm not going to read it, but that sounds crazy. I kind of understand where they're going with it, but it's just crazy.
Well, I guess if they figured if they were food, people would be more concerned about having lots of them.
Well, that's it, yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. We could just go wrong. Okay, we've eaten all the food. We've eaten.
I really don't want to eat horse.
You only had to say it once. We've eaten all the ponies now. It didn't work. We ate them all and we were hoping it would pick up, but it didn't. But they'd probably keep some eggs to one side, some pony eggs in an incubator just in case.
Is that how they do that?
I don't know. I'm not a gynecologist. Right. In Germany. Hold on. Browser's slow. I'm trying to make it load. Hold on.
Mick load.
Okay. Germany's National Ethics Council has called for an end to the criminalization of incest between siblings after examining the case of a man who had four children with his sister. Patrick Stubing, who was adopted as an infant and met his sister in his 20s, has launched several appeals since being imprisoned for incest since 2008. As a lengthy legal battle has prompted widespread public debate. Sexual relations between siblings or between parents and their children are forbidden under the Section 173 of the German Criminal Code, and offenders may face years in prison. But on Wednesday, the German Ethics Council recommended the section be repealed, arguing that the risk of disability in children is not enough to warrant the law, and decriminalizing incest would not remove the huge social taboo around it. The chairman of the council, Christiane Wuppen, was among the 14 members voting in favor of repealing Section 173, while 9 people voted for the ban to continue and 2 abstained. A statement released on Wednesday said incest between siblings appear to be very rare in Western societies, according to the available data. Well, of course, not going to admit to it, are they? So it's effective to describe how difficult their situation is in the light of threat of punishment. They feel their fundamental freedoms have been violated and are forced into secrecy or to deny their love. The Ethics Council has been told of cases where half-siblings did not grow up together and only have met in their adult lives. Half siblings, I don't know.
I think it's gross.
Grossly underrated?
Disgusting. It's gross. I believe that relationships like that with your siblings are nasty.
A voice of experience. Is not what I'm hearing right now. Which is a good thing.
I'm going to play a song before we have to get off the show.
You're going to play
one. Is that okay?
All right, okay.
Did you really want to play one? Because I really want to.
No, it's all right, go on.
Okay, we'll be right back. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. That was the song. Hold on, everybody. Having a little bit of a problem. Because for some reason, seriously, it's like the song's gone.
Do you want me to choose?
I found it.
Okay. Thank you.
I was just kidding. I was just joking. I started playing another song. Anyway, well, we got a couple of minutes left, so what do you think?
What do I want?
What are you thinking about the other topic of Yo Mama? Nothing.
No, I'm thinking about bed, actually.
Well, hopefully we'll be back next week. We're kind of playing it week by week, and even at that, day by day. You know, sometimes we're not doing too awesome. And sometimes
that's
we're doing
life.
Great. Yeah. It really is. It really is. I liked our conversation today, especially the one about the Ebola.
Yeah, maybe you should add that to the title of the show for the archive listeners.
Okay. Okay. Buzz, Play Buzz, rather, has a How Did You Die in Your Past Life? And one of the ways to go is being burned as a witch. Being burned as a witch. These things are so silly, these little quizzes. Some people take them very seriously. Don't take them seriously. And I hope you guys have a great full moon process. If you want to get in touch with us, remember, you can find us on Facebook at Broken Earth Radio Show and also Psychic Nunu. I didn't post any of the links on this particular banner, but you can find us also on just the internet under Broken Earth Radio Show. Or if you need to reach Bill, and you want to just like, you know, send him a message about some things, healing, whatever it is that you're needing, you can use the same links or BillDoyle@live.com. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and we really do hope to see you guys next week or maybe even before that. Eclipsian, thanks for your chat-chatty. Everyone else, thanks for your chat, for the, you know, the people posting, and even Angela. In other ways, thanks for sending us messages, and we'll see you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.